Hello and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God. Shorty sermons to begin your day or end your day. And now, today's topic. Oh, this is a good one. Strong delusion. Strong delusion. Well, few people ever mention it. It's hardly ever preached in church, but nonetheless, it's right there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Wow. Now, for what cause? Why would God send anybody a strong delusion that they believe a lie? Isn't that against God's will? No. Well, you see, here's how it goes. I'll put it as simple as I possibly can. There are two types of people. There are those who believe in God, who believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then there are those who believe in God, but do not believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's kind of like something that gets in the way. Well, which one are you? You see, if you're procrastinating, if you're just biding your time and waiting until, well, you think the time is right to make an ultimate decision on the issue of God and Jesus Christ. If you're that type of person and suddenly the rapture comes and Jesus comes to take his church home, well, obviously you're not a part of his church because you're not saved. You didn't believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? Okay, now, sometimes a movie will come out that will depict this scenario, that people who have missed the rapture go into the tribulation period. And once they see that the rapture was real and that they missed it, then they decide in the tribulation period, well, I'm going to pull up my socks and I'm going to believe now in the gospel of Jesus Christ so I can get saved. Well, the Bible doesn't tell us that. But the Bible does tell us is, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, that's those who deny Christ, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, isn't that a dandy? What are you going to do about that one? Are you just going to wait until the rapture happens and then, okay, well, I think I'll I better believe in him now. But, you know, here's the whole point. The strong delusion I'm talking about here, the strong delusion that God will send is that you will believe a lie. That's the lie he's talking about here. You know what that lie is? I'll spell it out for you. Is that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, then you who are not a Christian, who would like to be now, you know what? You're not going to have a second chance. You're not. You're going to believe the Antichrist. You're going to believe that he is your God, and you are going to worship him. You are going to take the mark of the beast, the 666 in the back of your hand or your forehead, and you will worship the Antichrist as God. You will believe that lie. That's the lie you will believe. So, and you know where that lie leads, don't you? It doesn't lead to glory. It leads down below to a fiery hell. And you don't want to go there. That's another sermon altogether. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to bide your time to say, oh, well, I think I'll... Oh, yeah, I know all about Christ, you know, going to the cross and suffering and dying and bleeding and all that, you know, for sins, stuff like that. I believe that. I think everybody believes that, you know, but, I mean, how serious do you want to get about it? I mean, I believe in God. That's the main thing. That's the main thing, isn't it? Well, no, it's not. It's one of the main things. Because, you see, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit make up the Holy Trinity. They are three, but yet they're all one in the same. To say, I believe in God and I don't believe in Jesus Christ, then you are making yourself into a liar, because you can't believe one without the other. To say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, but I don't believe in God, well, then you again, you're lost. You're totally out of the picture. All three come in the same package. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, are you going to just wait, abide your time? When right now is the time you should come to Jesus Christ, because if He comes tonight and you have not made that decision and believed in Him, believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you will not. You will believe a strong delusion, and you will not have another opportunity to enter into glory. That's all there is to it. It's that simple. Do what you will.